have Congressman Halperin.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put him on.
Hello?
Well, Mr. President.
Sir, I wanted you to know that I...
Pleasant surprise.
I wanted you to know that I was, when I got back, I found, from Miami, I found that you had a birthday yesterday, and I just wanted to tell you,
well,
wish you many happy returns on the birthday and many happy returns on Election Day.
Appreciative I am. This
right,
life is
yeah,
the happiest
right.
of all.
As you often said, you know, you're our only guy up there in the city.
Right.
And,
and I had an auto
yeah.
accident. You were so wonderful
yeah.
in that sweet note.
Well,
recuperating, so I haven't been able to be on deck this
yeah.
past week.
That's all right.
Had some arterial damage, and
did you?
It's coming along fine now.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah,
you sound
and,
good.
And I'll be back right after the Thanksgiving recess.
You know, speaking of, I give you something to give you a little humor out of this. One of our great guys is Herb Stein. I don't know whether you know him. You know, in the Council of Economic Advisors.
I do. Yeah.
Brilliant fella.
Yep.
Anyway. Herb has, and this is not generally known, just had a very serious operation on his eye. He lost the sight of his left eye.
Oh, for God's sake.
About 70 or 80% of it, I should say. And so I called him a couple days ago and said I was sorry and hoped he'd be back. And he sort of chuckled and he said, well, he said, I hope that the press isn't going to read into this any significance with regard to that in fact was my left eye. They've always been saying that I've been looking at things too much out of my right eye anyway. And then he went on to
say he's short-sighted.
And then he went on to say, he says, I understand now I can only, it's going to cut down my reading, but he says, I've got to say that about half of what I read isn't worth reading anyway.
That's putting it beautifully.
So you take care.
And they'll probably
yeah.
say now he's short-sighted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they'll go after, they'll find something. Well, anyway.
President, I watched TV and I saw that treatment that Meany and the...
Oh, it didn't bother me.
Well, I know it didn't, but you came through it so gallantly. Believe me, that smile and...
Yeah.
I tell you, the reflection, though, with the American people, you come out so much ahead. Believe
well, you know,
yeah.
Si, they were in bad form. I mean,
very
we all...
bad form.
Because I was generous to them.
That. I
but,
heard a lot of comments. We had some visitors last night. And,
did you?
Yes, and they were very, very rabid, or at least have been so-called liberal.
Sure.
Labor. They were embittered by it. Absolutely embittered.
Well, you know, actually, you know, I've, as somebody has said, nobody came into office owing less to George Meany and some of his friends and,
exactly.
than I have, but I have been very considerate. I've had him in here more than Johnson had him
that's
in.
That's right.
But nevertheless.
Control any votes.
But nevertheless, the rank and file are what count.
And, themselves.
And also, the rank and file want the cost of living held down, and by God, we're going to do
good.
It.
That's right. right. And you know, Mr. President, maybe times largely due to the politics of New York and the
mm-hmm.
the thinking up here and so forth, where maybe I don't go along. But I want you to know
whatever
you
that.
Need. No,
yeah.
no, no. And I've told this to Gerry Ford repeatedly.
When you need the vote,
when
I know.
When you need the vote, I
yeah.
wait until between you and me. Until
well, let me say this.
And if ever you need
yeah.
my vote,
yeah.
you have it. And this I promise you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I know, and I've told several other fellows from districts. Look,
right.
you guys first have got to get in. And the second thing, though, we know and we know that what'll go in one place isn't going to go in another.
Exactly.
And I understand it
what
totally.
Is when, we
but when there's a when there's a real tough one, by,
I did
well,
that and on
right.
Lockheed, and I do it.
I remember.
Other instance, if I was only.
We are going to ask you to do it when it'll hurt. Okay.
Right. And but I always tell Gerry, let's
sure.
wait. If you need it, you have
sure.
it. Now,
I know.
Repeat
I know.
That to you, Mr.
And you wouldn't represent your district unless you were taking a little different
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good luck now.
You're beautiful.
And give my best to your wife, will you?
Sir, she was pretty banged up in this thing, too.
Ooh.
She's coming along beautifully.
You driving?
No, I wasn't. We were riding in a taxi cab.
Oh, God.
We
well,
in Spain.
You must have a hell of a lawsuit.
Well, I don't know how far, how it'll work out.
Well, in the old days, I could have said I know a good lawyer.
I
but
you know a good lawyer.
Even Mitchell can't do it.
But
okay. Good luck.
In Spain, and I must say our embassy people, Bob, you know, Hill.
Bob Hill?
He's was marvelous.
Marvelous fellow.
Oh, he put us
and a nice
in
wife,
hands,
too.
And he saw to it everything. Our interests were well protected. He's a great guy. I hope he wins up there.
Yeah, I do, too.
Well, Mr. President,
yeah.
This is the highlight of my career, and I wanted to
well,
tell you how much I appreciate it. I'll never forget it.
Well, look, we're glad to have you, and we'll see you back on the floor one day.
Right, I'll be back
okay.
the week after next.
Right.
Right, thanks so much, sir.
Okay.
Right, and thank you.